This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here once again. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakinah to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. Indeed, as human beings, we crave and we lust after the desires of this world. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has placed that desire with us. Hence we find that Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal tells us, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. And I do not make myself, declare myself free of sin. Indeed, the soul, the nafs, is always calling to that which is evil. The nafs is always calling to that which is evil, except for that or those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mercy upon. So our souls naturally incline towards that which is desirous of that of this world. And Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has placed a beauty in that. So naturally we incline towards it. But remember that Jahannam has been surrounded by these desires. And this is why the hadith tells us, حُفَّتِ النَّارُ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ. Jahannam, the fire, has been surrounded by that which is desirous. So you look at zina, you want to do it. You look at khamr, alcoholism, you want to do it. You look at the freedom that the non-Muslims enjoy in this world to live without any strings attached, not worried about their creator, not worried about halal, not worried about haram. You want to do it, but remember, behind that is the fire. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, إِنَّمَا مَثَلِي وَمَثَلُكُمْ كَمَثَلِ رَجُلٍ إِسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا. Indeed, my example and your example is like that of a man who has kindled a fire. فَجَعَلَتِ الدَّوَابُ وَالْفَرَاشُ يَقَعْنَ فِيهِ. So the moths and the animals are inclined to fall into that fire. فَأَنَا أَخِذٌ بِحُجَزِكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَقَحَّمُونَ فِيهِ. So I am holding on to you, telling you, don't go towards that fire. Yes, it looks beautiful. Yes, it looks amazing. Yes, it looks as like something that will benefit you, but you're going to burn yourself. Don't go to it. أَنَا أَخِذٌ بِحُجَزِكُمْ. I'm holding you back. So as Muslims, we need to remind ourselves what these sins mean. These sins mean the hellfire. These sins mean punishment. These sins mean darkness in this world as well. As much as those who engage enjoy for a short moment, they suffer the consequences in this world as well. Why? Because there is a darkness that comes with that. A burden that comes with that. And this is why Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal tells us,
Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur.
Indeed, Allah is the guardian of those who have believed. He removes them, extracts them from the darkness into the light. From the darknesses into the light. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal called it darknesses. Why? Because it is only darkness over darkness over darkness. It is a dark pit. And this is why when we commit a sin, we find ourselves blameworthy. We find ourselves sitting and saying, why did I commit that sin? It weighs on our hearts. It weighs on our conscience. Why? Because Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal placed a system within us as human beings that tells us this is bad, this is evil, this is not good for you. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal created a way out for those who engage, for those who commit sin, for those who actually are enticed by that. What did he do? He says,
وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ.
And Allah wants to forgive you. Allah wants you to turn to Him. Allah wants you to ask of Him, to beg of Him, to acknowledge your sins to Him, and He will forgive you. Why? Because He is the most forgiving, the most merciful. You see, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, أَذْنَبَ عَبْدٌ ذَنْبًا. A servant commits a sin. فَقَالَ أَلَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي. So he says, Oh Allah, forgive me. فَقَالَ اللَّهُ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in all of His majesty, says, عَلِمَ عَبْدِي أَنَّ لَهُ رَبَّنْ يَأْخُذُ بِالذَّنْبِ وَيَغْفِرُ الذَّنْبَ قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَهُ. My servant knows that he has a Lord that takes to task for the sins. He punishes for the sins. And he has a Lord that will forgive the sins. I have forgiven him. ثُمَّ عَاد. Then that servant, he goes back to the sin and he commits it again. And the process is repeated again. عَلِمَ عَبْدِي أَنَّ لَهُ رَبَّنْ يَأْخُذُ بِالذَّنْبِ وَيَغْفِرُ الذَّنْبَ قَدْ غَفَرْتُ. I have forgiven him. ثُمَّ عَاد.
Then he goes back to the sin and the process is repeated once again. Allah forgives him. And then at the end of the hadith, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says, فَلْيَعْمَلْ مَا شَاءَ.
Let him do as he pleases now. Why? Because this servant realizes his relationship with his maker. He realizes that he is the servant and his Lord is the maker. So he will always turn back to him. He knows Allah can take him to task and he knows Allah can punish him. So what does he do? He turns back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he hopes for the mercy and the forgiveness of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in reality, this world may seem like it is a prison to us, but if we imprison those desires, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created ultimate freedom within that. And this is why we find that he says,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلرَّسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ.
O you who have believed, respond to Allah and His Messenger when He calls you to that which gives you life. That which gives you life. This sharia, these rules, these strict laws that we abide by are giving us life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created them to make our lives easy. So if we abide by them, then naturally we find a freedom within. It is easy for us to navigate our lives. Yes, the soul is calling to evil. It is calling to desire. But as you go about your lives, and you fall into that which is wrong, you turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then slowly but surely you get rid, sin by sin, you get rid of them, one by one, get rid of them, get them out of your life. You will find a freedom within that prison of the sharia. Yes, it may seem like a prison, but it is liberating to the soul. الدُّنْيَا سِجْنُ الْمُؤْمِنِ وَجَنَّةُ الْكَافِرِ. The dunya is a prison for the believer. So if you go into the laws, this is haram, that's not allowed, this is not allowed. Yes, there is a lot of halal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, but He has also made much that is haram. So a person may seem to think that he is in a prison when he looks at the way the people on the outside who don't believe interact with this world. When they want to do something, they do it. When they see something, they engage, they do immediately. So a person may assume that I'm in a prison, but Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is telling you that within that prison is your freedom, is the liberating of your soul. You see, something that we don't realize is that on the outside, they're actually looking at us through the window and saying, I wish I had something that would make my life easy.
I wish I had peace. I wish I had contentment. So on the outside, the disbelievers and those who are engaging in their lusts are wishing for that peace. They want that peace. They can't wait to have it. They just don't know where to find it. And on the inside, we are sitting and looking at them and saying, I wish I had their life. Yet in reality, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has granted us freedom. Now, all of this can be summed up in the analogy between our lives and fasting. So, in the fast, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, He has prescribed for us to keep away from food, drink, and sexual desires from the dawn until sunset. Until sunset. So a person is not allowed to engage in this time. You're not allowed to engage in that which is usually halal for you. This is the analogy of your life. So you're not allowed to engage in certain things, haram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made illegitimate sexual intercourse haram. He made illegitimate activities haram. So keep away from it. Yes, it's tough. Yes, it's difficult. Just as the fasting person's throat becomes parched without water, this person feels deprived in this world. But then comes the fitr. Then comes the breaking of that fast. لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ. A fasting person has two points of happiness. فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ. A happiness when he breaks that fast. So you know when you take that first gulp of water and it goes, trickles down your throat and you can feel it moving down into your stomach. Remember, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has made Jannah for those who believe. The moment you take your first step into Jannah, it will be peace. It will be salam. It will be happiness. Why? Contentment. Because you've deprived yourself in this world. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal has made Jannah as the fitr, the breaking of the fast of the believer at the end of his life, the fast of this life. And this is why the hadith carries on to say, وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّي. Not only is there a happiness when he breaks his fast, but there is a happiness when he meets his Lord. When he meets Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So you deprived yourself in this dunya. Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal will give you in the akhirah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us Jannatul Firdaus. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.